European arrest warrant. Judgment. Source: All England Reporter. Publisher citation: 2008 All ER D 91 MAR. Neutral citation: 2008 EWHC 414 Admin. Court: Queen's Bench Division, Divisional Court. Judge: Richards LJ and Swift J. Representation: Saba Naqshbandi, instructed by Hickman and Rose for the appellant, and Charlotte Powell, instructed by the Crown Prosecution Service for the prosecuting authority of the requesting state. Judgment dates: 7th of March 2008. Judgment, abridged version. Mrs. Justice Swift. Background: This is an appeal under the provisions of Section 26 of the Extradition Act 2003, the Act, from an order of District Judge Nicholas Evans on the 10th of December 2007, ordering the appellant's extradition to the Czech Republic. On the 12th of April 2007, a European arrest warrant was issued by the respondent for the extradition of the appellant to the Czech Republic in order to serve a period of imprisonment which was imposed in 1998. The warrant stated that the appellant had been convicted for two offences. The first offence was, in effect, a failure over a period of a year to pay maintenance for his daughter in accordance with a court order. The second offence was theft of builder's tools and equipment committed in March 1998. The appellant was convicted of these offences in September 1998 and sentenced to 1 year and 9 months imprisonment. After an unsuccessful appeal, he was notified in January 1999 of his obligation to serve his prison sentence. He did not surrender himself, but instead left the country and travelled first to France and then to the UK, where he has lived ever since. In June 2004, he and his wife were granted indefinite leave to remain in the UK. Meanwhile, on the 29th of April 2004, a domestic warrant for the appellant's arrest had been issued in the Czech Republic. The EAW was issued in April 2007, and on the 5th of August 2007, the appellant was arrested in the UK. He was brought before the City of Westminster Magistrates Court the following day. He was granted bail subject to conditions. Since the hearing before the district judge, he has remained on conditional bail. Source: http://lexisweb.co.uk/cases/2008/march/Kuchera v District Court of Karviná, Czech Republic.